Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Good down to Greenbelt, 50 and through Chevrolet, heavy to DC 295. And now, crews responded to the broken down car near Benning Road, and they've discovered a large pothole in the right lane, 295 southbound. So they might need to block that off until they can patch that up, so the rush hour could get a little bit tricky there. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we're back near St. Barnabas Road. Still good trip across the Legion Bridge in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The west northwesterly wind today, increasing clouds, 45. Overnight tonight, some clouds, 31 outside the Beltway. Will be colder Friday. A few clouds around. A gusty west northwesterly wind, 47. Dry Saturday, maybe some rain showers for now by Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Vienna, 32 in Frederick, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The nation's attorney general says somebody needs to stand up to California on immigration. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, coming up this morning, Steve Moore will be with us, 8:05. We're going to talk about all the speculation regarding who's going to take over for Gary Cohn at the White House. A lot of names being floated around. Steve might know some of these guys. Chuck Thies will be with us at 8:35. We'll get into more detail on what's going on with Muriel Bowser as Washington, D.C. tries to get through another education scandal. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
How dare you needlessly endanger the lives of our law enforcement officers to promote a radical open borders agenda.
All right, and that was Jeff Sessions yesterday speaking about Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. To discuss this with us is Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
All right, let's discuss what's going on in California and how this is just escalating. Well, you just heard Jeff Sessions there addressing Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. What she did was give a heads up that there was going to be a four-day ICE raid. Is doing that illegal?
Yeah, I mean, basically what she did was the same thing as a drug lookout at the end of the street does if he sees the cops. You know, he goes and yells cops so that the drug dealers that he's working for are able to scatter. That's what she did. So, there's a real possibility, and the reports are that the Justice Department is looking into the details, that they may actually file criminal charges against the mayor, and rightly so. But that's not what they did yesterday. Yesterday, what they did was file a civil lawsuit to against California's various sanctuary laws, saying that they're violation of federal law and asking a federal judge to enjoin them, to stop them from being enforced.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, you've been watching this clearly for a long time. It seems like California is reaching a new level here, not only with that, with the Oakland mayor pulling the behavior that she did, but that the state has a law that says that not employers aren't even allowed to voluntarily talk to the federal government about immigration status of their employees.
Right.
This has reached, like a level at which the state of California seems to be suggesting that they're their own sovereignty.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not that new. It's, in the 19th century, there was actually a political theory involved here called nullification, where the southern states in particular said that they could nullify federal law that they didn't like. And, it was involved various issues, slavery, of course, but also tariffs and other things. And we kind of settled that in 150 years ago. And California, in fact, more recently, is following in the path of the states that were resisting federal desegregation laws. In effect, we're seeing a kind of neo-Confederate approach to constitutional government out of California.
And what about the courts? I mean, will they get an assist on all of this ultimately from the Ninth Circuit?
Well, you know, who knows, but and it seems to me the case is pretty clear cut, but our judiciary increase, especially in the Ninth Circuit, no longer really seems to be in the business of law, rather in politics. So I think it's entirely possible that the district court first, the federal district court, and then the Ninth Circuit may well fine for California, like I said, because this no longer has anything to do with law in the courts. If it gets to the Supreme Court, you know, the precedent from the Arizona case that Obama brought against Arizona that was trying to help enforce immigration law, but the Supreme Court said, look, this is a clear area, clearly where the federal government is supreme. Arizona isn't allowed to do this sort of thing. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And I think the odds are pretty good that when it does eventually get to the Supreme Court, it'll take a while. California is, these laws are going to be struck down.
You know, we had a conversation earlier in the show about whether Jeff Sessions is really going to see this through. And because a lot of us, he just doesn't come off as really all that tough, although he spoke very tough yesterday. Is this something that we're going to see go through? Are we going to see maybe charges filed? Are we going to see the full extent of what they can do come down on California?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. And this idea that, you know, Jeff Sessions is sort of sleepy and not doing anything, that's absurd. This is the Justice Department, and you don't just have, I think people have gotten the idea that everybody's got to be like President Trump and mouthing off all the time and, you know, shooting off tweets that make threats. That's not the way it works. What you do is you methodically, carefully prepare your case, and then you pounce. And, you know, this is a big deal, and you don't just go off half-cocked like, frankly, those travel bans that the White House issued. Those things were not thought out and prepared fully enough. They were in a hurry. I understand why the White House wanted to do that, but look at what happened when you didn't fully, clearly, methodically prepare for what you're doing. That's what the Attorney General is doing here, and the payoff is going to be, I think, in a much more successful effort than what we saw, for instance, with the travel ban.
Yesterday, President Trump was speaking to the Latino Coalition Legislative Summit, and he told them he was a very good speech. I saw part of it, and he was saying, you know, you're making America great again. But one of the things he said was, this is our time, this is our moment, go get DACA, go push those Democrats. I'm telling you, this is a moment for DACA and for all of us. Why is President Trump pushing for more than the Democrats even wanted?
Well, because there are other things that he wants in exchange that the Democrats don't want. I mean, that's why those DACA measures, the one that the White House preferred and an even better version of it that's in the House of Representatives, sponsored by Congressman Goodlatte, that's why those things didn't pass. Because even though they were, in my opinion, expanding the DACA dream amnesty much more than was warranted. Remember, the president asked for amnesty for 1.8 million illegals who came as young kids rather than just the 700,000 that Obama gave these work permits to. But the point was, there were other things he wanted in exchange for that. Limits on chain migration, enforcement measures, things like that the Democrats wouldn't go for. So it makes sense that the president would push that package, because he's not saying, look, we want to give Senator Durbin everything he wants. What he's saying is, we want to push this package that we think on net is actually beneficial to the country.
Mark, it seems like the underlying sentiment here, and with the president being explicit, is he wants credit from the so-called Dreamers for pushing for an amnesty here. Do you sense in any way that the political tide is shifting? Have people begun to in any way believe that Trump is their defender here?
Well, I'm not sure that he really wants credit from the Dreamers themselves. First of all, they're not going to be voting. Even if they got amnesty today, they wouldn't be voting for years. And secondly, they're almost all going to be Democrats anyway. I think what he wants is to be seen by the broader public as trying to constructively work on this problem. And I think that's actually what's happening, too. In other words, I have some disagreements with what they've been trying to push. But I think the point here is to be seen by, sort of middle-of-the-road voters as genuinely engaging this issue and the Democrats being seen as obstructionists, which I think is actually accurate in this case.
Very interesting. Mark, thank you so much for clearing this up for us. We really appreciate your input and your knowledge.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
That's Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. It's 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting through town, we have an issue right now. DC 295 southbound with a large pothole coming between Burroughs Avenue and Benning Road. It's along the right side, so it looks like DDOT crews might need to block that right lane for everybody's safety and protect your car. So for the rush hour, expect this to be quite the mess here. DC 295 South, again, past Burroughs Avenue and down toward Benning Road with this pothole in the right lane. Initially, they were responding to a car that was damaged in that area. Okay, beyond that, once you get to the 11th Street Bridge, volume on the freeway each direction. Around the Beltway we go. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, back near St. Barnabas Road in Alexandria, heading toward the Wilson Bridge. Van had a little bit of stop and go, had a stalled reported along the way. On the George Washington Parkway, leaving Old Town Alexandria, not so bad. We had an earlier incident near the exit for Reagan National Airport. Looks like that's been resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny this morning. It'll become cloudy during the afternoon. Breezy, high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 31. Tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy and a high of 47. Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
All right, so I've got some tech stories for you. You ever wonder if Facebook or any of your other devices are tracking your activity or maybe even listening to you? Maybe you're having a conversation with someone in your house or just at work, and all of a sudden you're seeing advertising for things that you've kind of mentioned in a roundabout way. You're like, what? How is this possible? How is my advertising matching up so perfectly with the things that I've been talking about? Well, it turns out there's a report here that I came across on The Verge by a writer by the name of, I'm sorry, it's not The Verge, it's The Wall Street Journal. There's another Verge story I'm going to tell you about. But The Wall Street Journal by a woman by the name of Joanna Stern. And she was wondering if, she said her mother suggested to her that she get some Sudafed pills. And then all of a sudden, she starts getting advertisements in the afternoon for Sudafed.
What, did she go and buy the Sudafed, or was it just suggested?
There's an ad for Sudafed later that afternoon. Now here, that's a good question, because this is where it gets interesting. She reached out to Facebook and others, and they're talking about, no, Facebook does not use your phone's microphone. It does not in any way use the microphone to inform advertising or to change what you see in newsfeed. That's according to Facebook. That's an official statement. And she was still skeptical. But then she started tracking this down. And what she found out was this. She said she went to Walgreens after she talked to her mother, and she bought tissues and Afrin. And she keyed in her phone number to get the loyalty points at Walgreens when she made the purchase. Information about the contents of her shopping bag were then sent to a third-party data collector, and she says it's probably a company called Nielsen Catalina Solutions, which added it to her purchase history from Walgreens. Johnson & Johnson, which makes Sudafed, buys that data and then uses Facebook tools to match the information from your loyalty card to your Facebook ID, and then serves you with an advertisement saying that you should take Sudafed. Later that very same day, look how fast that happened. Morning to night, all of a sudden, ads. Boom. On her Facebook feed. Now, the way you can short-circuit that is if you sign up for a loyalty card, you can give them a fake phone number or a fake email address, something that doesn't end up being connected to you in the end. Another thing is inside of your Facebook settings, if you care about this sort of thing, some people like this. This is an element of convenience. You can also go into your Facebook settings and turn off location tracking. So go into your settings, look for your privacy settings, and turn off location tracking, because your location matters too. Where you go, your geo-positioning, GPS, the Wi-Fi networks you connect to. Basically, Facebook and everybody else that engages with you on your phone uses all of the breadcrumbs that you provide to them to give detailed information about where you are, where you're going, what your habits are, and then they serve ads that they fit your demographic. I know for a fact, my wife and I will often go to a restaurant on an almost weekly basis. We don't enter that into our calendars. There is no digital footprint for our habit. What there is a location habit, though. And I, on my iPhone, I will get travel updates before I even leave the house on how long it's going to take to get to that restaurant, because my phone somehow knows that I go to that restaurant.
Why? why do you have the location turned on your phone? Like, because, my location's always off.
Because
on my phone.
I use some of the features. I like using some of like the I use the maps. I use, you know, all sorts of things on my phone, and I kind of buy into some of the convenience elements for it. But I just think people need to be aware of how much information that they're actually sharing. And there's a reason why these ads pop up. So I thought that was really interesting. So that was a fun and a worrying piece in some cases by the Wall Street Journal. Also, this one, here's another tech one for you that I found wild. If you don't like the selfies you're taking, you take your selfie and you think to yourself, God, is my nose really that big? Because my nose looks so much bigger on these selfies that I'm taking. Selfies for the uninitiated are literally when you take your phone out and you point them at your face, then you take a picture. Apparently, people have been getting plastic surgery
to fix their
noses because they're dissatisfied with their selfies.
Oh my God.
And it turns out they're doing it based on a false premise, and here's why. Your cell phone camera distorts the size of your nose. It's not in any way so if you're concerned about how other people view you, stop viewing it through the lens of what your phone sees. Because they're completely distorted. Boris Pashkover is a facial plastics and reconstructive surgeon. He says selfies make your nose look wider and thicker when it really isn't. And people want a smaller nose. His fear is that the generation out there doesn't know that now. And all they know is about their selfies. And they're making decisions based on that. That's according to the Washington Post. And then the thing I told you about The Verge. Apparently Amazon Echoes Everywhere are occasionally laughing for no reason whatsoever. So add that creepy element to your life.
And now you know why I want to go live in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. 722 on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Traffic Center. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. In 66, we started off a bit slow, and now we're back with a little bit of volume because of this crash. 66 East as you pass Manassas, Business 234 on the shoulder. Beyond that, through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street, slow. Here we come off the Greenway, merging onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, slowing. Had the crash reported eastbound toll road before Centerville Road 657. On Route 7, haven't had anything reported, but of course, the areas where we have the normal delays as we bunch up coming inbound as you head past Belmont Ridge Road and again up toward the toll road. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, interloop through Bethesda, and it's a large pothole causing extra volume for those of you that use 295 this morning, southbound past Burroughs Avenue toward Benning, and that in the right lane. Crews are there, so you see a bit of activity. Update sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates. Injured, can't work, but you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates and learn how. 800-932-1276. 800-932-1276. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WNAL Weather Channel forecast.
Brisk morning with clear skies. Sun will fade behind some clouds as we get into the afternoon with west-northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. 45 into the low 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
All right, Metro. Tell you what. Remember how they were supposed to open up a gift shop? Well, they did yesterday.
Grand opening.
They had their grand opening, yes, their test run yesterday, and it went well, apparently. A whole bunch of people in line over at Metro Center. It was open in the middle of the day. Soon to be open all the time during the week, I believe starting on Monday. But Joanna Green, who's the marketing director for the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, Metro, was out there taking pictures of all the people who were in line, took a picture of the long line, and she tweeted that it was very popular and that she said, thanks, haters, we are making money. So, of course, a bunch of people started attacking her. Is this the way to treat your customers? And how can you call them haters? And blah, blah, blah. So everyone is fighting with each other over this nonsense. So my hope is that they all get on a Metro train and just head off to another state.
I just, my favorite response is, there is no way this tweet is going to age well.
Yeah, thanks, haters. Okay, whatever, Metro. Good luck with your swag sales. 728 on WMAL.
Chris said, hey, let's go back to school. And I was like, are you kidding me? We have three kids. We're working full time. But when he said, let's do it together, that was hard to say no to.
We were looking for a university that had a phenomenal reputation designed for adult learners. And UMUC definitely was that university.
You know, being online, the school was more international. We found the right school to fit our lifestyles, and it allowed us to advance our careers.
Now's the time to earn a respected MBA from a state university, just like Chris and Alina Holmes. With no GRE and GMAT required, you can start right away. Complete an award-winning MBA online in just 18 months for about $25,000 at University of Maryland University College. There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. Get started fulfilling your dreams today. Classes start April 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious, experienced, and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
And coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk about the increasing calls for Jeff Sessions to impanel a second special counsel. Will he do it? And also the VA. There's some problems going on over there. We have another report with some more details to tell you more about what's going on. It's 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump is set to formalize the new tariffs on steel and aluminum, perhaps as early as today, but that's not certain.
We know that the president has been pushing his staff to get it done by the end of this week. He is heading to Pennsylvania over the weekend in a race that could really potentially benefit from an announcement like this. However, the policy is not done yet, and the White House still won't say whether it's going to be announced today.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. New York and New England are digging out from yesterday's nor'easter snowfall.
While New York City contended with slush, west and north of the city, it was all snow, and it piled up throughout the day. Parts of northern New Jersey got well over a foot, prompting an emergency declaration that resulted in crews coming in from other states to help clear the snow. In upstate New York, a few spots got up to 20 inches of snow.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The Prince George's County Police Chief testified at a Senate hearing on gun violence yesterday. Chief Hank Stawinski was blunt in his assessment of the situation.
This is a epidemic. It is a public health crisis. And I agree with the remarks of some of my other panelists. This is a problem that can be solved. To do this, we need to close loopholes in our laws that you are so familiar with.
Also testifying yesterday, Fred Gutenberg, the father of one of the 17 people killed in the Florida high school shootings last month. Maryland State Controller says revenue estimates for the next fiscal year are up, way up. That is thanks to the new federal tax law. But Comptroller Peter Franco is now urging lawmakers to resist the temptation to spend all that money. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,801. The NASDAQ at 73.97. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. College basketball tournament action. Georgetown loses. Virginia Tech loses. GW wins. Hockey, the Caps visit the Kings tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. The O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Find what makes you feel beautiful at Walgreens. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care, and check out their new premium and exclusive beauty products to help create the spring look that's right for you.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV, exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart, it's ultra-high def, and it's curved, just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000, but because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2018 with everything you need to hit the water. March 9th through the 11th, shop special show pricing on boats from 10 to 40 feet, ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now is the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 9th through the 11th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Save now at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, making Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 per month. This week only, save up to 60% with mattresses starting at just $99. And let technology help to find the bed that's right for you. Get bed matched at Mattress Warehouse using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you. That's sleephappens.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge. Let's start out of Maryland back near St. Barnabas Road. Pretty normal stretch there. Through Virginia, though, near Telegraph Road, had the crash on the inner loop side. So we had a little bit of volume each direction. Alexandria stretch of the Beltway. 66. As you come out of Gainesville, watch up ahead for brake lights before you even get to the first exit from Manassas due to the crash after business 234. On the shoulder. Then you get some relief beyond. Next set of delays, Fairfax County Parkway off and on toward Nutley Street. Here we come off the Greenway. Pretty solid lineup to get onto the toll road. Pushing through Herndon. The crash is going to be before you get to 657 Centerville Road on the toll road. So a bit of activity still. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, interloop into Bethesda. Here's the story on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It was a long-standing crash. Southbound BW Parkway, south of 197 before Powder Mill Road, and that's still the distraction, even though crews tell me onto both shoulders. Northbound, I'm seeing delays through that stretch, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Brisk morning with clear skies. Sun will fade behind some clouds as we get into the afternoon with west-northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. 45 into the low 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Leesburg, 33 in La Plata, 35 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington Small, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. We have a lot coming up in this show. It's really packed. At 8:05, we'll be joined by Steve Moore to discuss the president's plan for tariffs and also the shakeup of Gary Cohen at the White House. And at 8:35, it's Chuck Feese. He'll be joining us to discuss drama in the D.C. schools. It's getting bigger. It is growing. And he'll have all the details for us. It's very interesting. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
All right, good morning. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, had a very busy day yesterday. Went to California, threw some shade at the state, which was nice. Started a war, according to the governor there. war.
If you're going to start one, why not California?
Yeah, why not one you can win very easily? The other side of what Sessions is up to, he sat down for an interview with our friend Shannon Bream over at the Fox News Channel. Actually had a chance to chat with her. And she got around to asking a question regarding the idea of a second special counsel. This is just to set the stage for you for a moment. The night before, earlier this week, we had Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte come out and say, hey, it's time for a second special counsel. One who can look into the surveillance abuses by the Obama administration and whether or not there were real crimes committed here and a whole bunch of other questions related to the government's behavior, especially when it comes to surveilling political opponents and what went into that decision-making process. Why, for instance, was a thin piece of political opposition research used as the basis for kicking off an investigation into people involved in the Trump campaign? Why was that precisely? Why would the administration who opposed him reflexively as their political opponents do something like that? So they're calling for a second special counsel, and they want the Justice Department to appoint one. Well, guess whose job that is? Jeff Sessions. So Shannon asked the Attorney General about whether or not he will appoint a second special counsel. Here he is.
Well, I have great respect for Mr. Gowdy and Chairman Goodlatte, and we're going to consider seriously their recommendations. I have appointed a person outside of Washington many years in the Department of Justice to look at all the allegations that the House Judiciary Committee members sent to us, and we're conducting that investigation.
somebody outside Washington now that they're looking into it. So I guess we'll find out more details hopefully today and as the days move along here. I do know that Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan told the Daily Caller earlier this week that a second special counsel, should one be appointed, should be, quote, someone from Oklahoma, Iowa, somewhere from the middle of the country, a well-respected retired federal judge or some prosecutor who's well-respected, to assemble a team and let them do it. I don't see any other remedy. They want somebody who's way outside the swamp to take this over.
Which I can't blame them. You know, and this goes to President Trump's idea of, why do we spend so much money to keep so much of the federal government here in Washington, D.C.? Why don't we spread it out more? You know, someone asked a great question yesterday when we were discussing our congressmen sleeping in their offices.
Yeah.
Right? Why? Why do we do that? Why do we pay for them to fly back and forth on the weekends? Why don't they stay amongst their constituents? We do have ways for you to telecommute. You can Skype. You can Face. There's so many things you can do. Why don't we do that more? Why don't we move some of this out of Washington, D.C.? And I think it would solve a lot of problems.
But in this particular case, yeah, I think there's a couple arguments here for sort of spreading out the powers of the government. But in this particular case, what Jim Jordan's getting at, I think, is kind of an intelligent point, which is, let's stop having people who've kind of been paralyzed, like who are so bought into the Washington mindset, run an investigation into what's going on in Washington.
Right.
Pick somebody who can sort of be neutral from the outside geographically, because sort of they'll approach it from the worldview of the American people in a much more sincere way than, say, somebody who is kind of in a Washington mindset all the time. And that's not a commentary on whether or not you're a good or a bad person. It's a commentary on sort of getting somebody with a different attitude, somebody who's more in touch with, say, the average American voter, assessing this from the perspective of what's just or not. That's Jim Jordan's concept. It could work.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a great concept, and I would love to see it happen. Do I have hopes of it happening? No. But when I heard this, I thought, yes, I was cheering him on. I'm like, yay, well, absolutely.
Well, Jeff Sessions, this notion that he would appoint one, I'll get to this point in a moment, but his basic point, remember, he recused himself from the Russia investigation, but apparently he can still appoint a special counsel, and I'll share with you in a moment what Trey Gowdy says about that. Here's Jeff Sessions on what else they're looking into at the Justice Department.
I also am well aware that we have a responsibility to ensure the integrity of the FISA process. We're not afraid to look at that. The Inspector General, some think that our Inspector General is not very strong, but he has almost 500 employees, most of which are lawyers and prosecutors, and they're looking at the FISA process. We must make sure it's done properly, and we're going to do that. And I'll consider their request.
Yeah, so, and remember, this is in reaction to him handing off an investigation to look into the FISA process already to the Inspector General. Then the president tweeting about how he was dissatisfied that Jeff Sessions seemed to simply be passing off responsibility for looking into any abuses to the IG. Now, meanwhile, the IG set to come out with a report soon on the investigation into Hillary Clinton. We're expecting that report soon, and whether or not that was conducted properly. That should be out short notice. Trey Gowdy on Martha McCallum's show talking about the limits of Jeff Sessions' recusal. Is he recused from literally everything, or can he appoint a second special counsel?
I want to look at the process and the procedures and whether or not the Bureau handled things the right way, regardless of what kind of case it is. I think Sessions actually could appoint special counsel. I mean, Rod Rosenstein cannot supervise special counsel because he's a potential witness. So
yes,
Sessions is recused from making decisions about Russia, but he's not recused from appointing special counsel.
Yeah, I mean, Rod Rosenstein, it's perfect. It's a perfect explanation. Rod Rosenstein's name has come up in concerns about surveillance abuses. So he would sort of, as a conflict of interest matter, be ineligible to be considered to appoint a second special counsel to investigate those claims. So that's where Jeff Sessions comes in. He's perfectly eligible because this has to do with the last administration and its behaviors. So we'll see. It looks like Sessions is edging closer to it. And a lot of people out there are hoping he actually pulls the trigger.
I hope so. 744 on WMAL.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Well, hiring something can be a big old pain in the tail. It's hard. You post to job boards. You hope you'll find the right person for that job. But think about this. How often do you, personally, check job boards? For most people, it's a pretty occasional thing. But there's definitely a place where people go to grow professionally on a daily basis and explore job opportunities, actually. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. And you know it. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn as the world's largest professional network, but it's also a really great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn Jobs over the past year. LinkedIn considers all the variables you need to in terms of figuring out who would be best for your job. Not just anybody. You want somebody who's got skills, experiences, the right location, and a whole lot more. And that's what they do. They help you pair up with people like that, potential candidates, and businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs 40% higher than job boards at actually delivering those quality candidates you need. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every single week in every industry, including yours and mine. So that's why you shouldn't settle for posting and hoping the right person is going to find your role and apply. You should instead go right to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get that $50 credit towards your first job post. Special deal for WMAL listeners. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
7:45. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in addition to our normal heavy volume for the rush hour, some of our hot spots right now still coming off of the Greenway, merging onto the toll road. Accident on the toll road had been inbound near 657 Centerville Road. And the other problem was coming off of the Greenway, merging onto that exit ramp to go on to 28 southbound with the crash. We had two separate incidents. On 66 eastbound after business 234, crash to the shoulder, still attracting everyone's attention, almost back out of Gainesville. So get ready if you're coming from Gainesville toward Manassas, the bunched up traffic. And then once you get past Business 234, next set of delays won't be until the Fairfax County Parkway toward Nutley Street. All right, here we go. 395, another morning of slow traffic right as you merge off of 95 at 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Issue getting into town is the large pothole we're trying to get around here. DDOT crews, we're going to block off that right lane southbound DC 295 near Burroughs Avenue before you get down to Benning Road. Again, right lane for that large pothole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In the wake of low pressure cranking up and heading away, some dry weather here for the rest of the week into the beginning of the weekend. A west-northwesterly wind today, increasing clouds, 45. Overnight tonight, some clouds, 31 outside the Beltway. Will be colder. Friday, a few clouds around. A gusty west-northwesterly wind, 47. Dry Saturday, maybe some rain showers for now by Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 35 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. I want to talk to you about the VA. We know that David Shulkin, the VA secretary, was appointed by President Obama. The Washington, D.C. VA at the time was suffering a lot of problems, dirty syringes, equipment shortages. There were a lot of problems with the Washington, D.C. VA.
Dirty syringes? Like, how do you do that if you're a hospital?
It's government-run healthcare. Everybody, I'm just going to say this as I have a lot of friends who are liberal. When they go on about we need government, single payer. I go, we have single payer. It's called the VA. Just ask for that to be extended to everyone. And they're like, well, no, we need Medicare for all. I'm like, of course. It's good enough for our vets, but not good enough for you. All right. So there is a 150-page report that came out by the Inspector General of the VA. And this is to supplement the report that came out in April, preliminary finding last April of patient safety issues at the Washington, D.C. VA. This new 150-page report that gives more details found failed leadership at multiple levels at the VA during the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. That put patients at risk at this D.C. center. Now, the report found that at least three VA program offices directly under Secretary David Shulkin's watch knew of, quote, serious persistent deficiencies when he was the VA Undersecretary of Health from 2015 to 2016. Now, it stopped short of saying that he knew about it, because he says he did not know about these things. These issues never made it to his level. And this report does not say that he knew. Mm-hmm. And we know that President Trump has held him over as the current secretary.
The latest in Inspector General investigation found poor accounting procedures that led to taxpayer waste, shocking, citing at least $92 million in overpriced medical supplies, along with a threat of data breaches because a lot of the patients' sensitive health information sat in 1,300 unsecured boxes. Just sat there. So the government, when they run your health care, they're going to do it cheaper, they're going to do it better, and your information will be more secure. You
right.
still buying that? I don't. Now, they did say that no patient died as a result of the patient safety issues at the Washington facility, and that goes back to at least 2013. So no one died because of this. The report also said there were some improvements made since the IG's first report in April. And in that time, Shulkin replaced the medical center's director and he pledged broader improvements. The VA Inspector General, Michael Missel, is quoted as saying that failed leadership at multiple levels within the VA put patients and assets at the D.C. VA Medical Center at unnecessary risk and resulted in a breakdown of core services. It created a climate of complacency. There was no finding of patient harm, largely due to the efforts of many dedicated health care providers that overcame service deficiencies
oftentimes,
to ensure patients receive needed care.
Oftentimes, accountability means holding leaders accountable even when they don't directly know about the actions of their subordinates. When those subordinates fail, oftentimes leaders in good organizations are held accountable for that because of the atmosphere that they're supposed to be governing. So that's why he may end up getting the axe for this, on top of the fact that he has accepted Wimbledon tickets, I think, at one point. He took Wimbledon tickets against the rules, and also that his former chief of staff doctored travel justification for his wife to Europe. So there's a lot going on there. Not the kind of things that make the White House happy, I'm
sure. Yeah, there's also another report coming out alleging that he used personal security detail to run errands for him. So there's a lot coming out. We'll keep you updated. 751 on WMAL.
Spring. It's finally here. Bass are in the pads, trout are in the riffles, walleye are on the drop-offs, and you are right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop for the water. Come in for Doorbusters this Saturday. 5 hours only starting at 8 a.m. Get $30 off Daiwa Fuego reels. $150 off a Pit Boss 700S pellet grill with cover. And save 25% on over 18,000 fishing lures. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. New management. 165 tables. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City Gun Show ever. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
For more than 3 decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileasy.com.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Well, questions about whether the aluminum and steel tariffs will be signed at the White House today. Members of the steel industry had been invited to, but it was taken off President Trump's schedule. Some reports say there may be new carve-outs for steel coming for Canada and Mexico. Last night, more than 100 House Republicans signed a letter asking him to take more time with the plan. Futures are slightly higher, pointing to higher open on Wall Street this morning. Power companies are gearing up for overtime in the Northeast as crews work today to restore power to more than a million homes and businesses after the storm. Airlines are trying to get back to normal as well. Home Depot is donating $50 million to train people to work in construction. USA Today says builders have a critical shortage.
shortage of skilled workers. And on this International Women's Day, a McDonald's in Linwood, California, turned its Golden Arches sign upside down to make a W to celebrate women. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Rush hour. We're busy this morning, unusually busy on the George Washington Parkway for coming out of the Bell Haven area, heading north to and past the Beltway. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. It's going to be after Church Street up near Franklin Street in Alexandria. Onto the Beltway, Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. And a little bit of volume still each direction at Telegraph Road. The crash had been on the interloop side. It's on the shoulder, but everyone can see it, so you're checking it out. Checking you out, 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, very slow through South Riding. 50 commuters coming inbound. Watch for the stop and go toward Pleasant Valley Road. Had an incident reported and a large pothole. Definitely a factor with this commute. DC 295 South. It was in the right lane near Burroughs Avenue. Know someone with drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Brisk morning with clear skies. Sun will fade behind some clouds as we get into the afternoon with west-northwesterly wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. 45 into the low 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Imagine Rome, Florence, and Barcelona in one vacation. The Travel Store, who handles Chris Plant's listener cruises, is offering this world-class 7-day Mediterranean cruise aboard Regent Seven Seas all-suite Voyager on July 2nd. It's a terrific value that includes almost everything in one fare. You'll be sailing from Monte Carlo to Barcelona, stopping at Antibes, France, Florence, and Rome. The French and Spanish islands of Corsica, Menorca, and Ibiza. And included in the fare, free beverages throughout the ship, including alcoholic and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, free prepaid gratuities. Plus, you'll receive a $300 per suite shipboard credit. Call the Travel Store at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Don't wait. Call 800-777-6540.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Well, war has been declared between the state of California and one Jeff Sessions. We'll give you the details.
Yeah, America's on Sessions' side, I think. And then, you know what else is coming up? This conversation about who's going to replace Gary Cohn, Steve Moore. Maybe he'll have some secret insight. We'll ask him about it in a moment. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is expected as early as today, perhaps, to make official those new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. But more than 100 House Republicans are urging the president not to.
The 108 lawmakers include Kevin Brady, the chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. They say the proposed tariffs would make American businesses less competitive and could slow the economic progress they say the country has made since the passage of a Republican tax plan. They want tariffs targeted at unfair trade practices. The letter praises Trump for standing up to, quote, bad actors, but it says fairly traded products should be excluded from the tariffs.
Correspondent Christopher Cruz, the possibility that Amazon could choose Montgomery County as the site for its second headquarters is beginning to affect the decision-making of local lawmakers.
The project's been proposed for decades. And once again today, Montgomery County Council members will be taking a look at Montrose Parkway East.
From Veers Mill to 355.
It's in White Flint, the same area rumored to be the home of the county's bid for Amazon. Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner, also a county executive candidate, thinks there are more pressing needs.
$120 million for 1.6 miles of road at a time when there's not a pressing need to move forward with.
Governor Hogan's committed to billions in transportation improvements should Amazon choose Montgomery County.
Do we want to commit to building this road now in the absence of a commitment from Amazon? No.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It'll be up to D.C. voters to decide whether tipped restaurant workers should get paid the same minimum wage as everyone else.
The separate minimum wage for restaurant workers is discriminatory, according to the Restaurant Opportunity Center, D.C. The president of the Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington, Kathy Hollinger, says restaurant workers in D.C. largely make far more than minimum wage. She says the danger with the One Fair Wage ballot initiative is that proponents are
making the assumption that the tipped employees would still be able to earn tips.
We did not hear back from Restaurant Opportunity Center D.C. by deadline. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Maryland governors Paris Glendening and Robert Ehrlich are urging lawmakers to support criminal justice reform legislation. Both appeared at an event sponsored by the Maryland Alliance for Criminal Justice Reform yesterday, Glendening saying,
"We are making progress. There's no question about that. But there is still much more to do as we continue to move toward a criminal justice system that emphasizes rehabilitation and restorative justice over mass incarceration and punishment."
Ehrlich recalled that he was sometimes criticized by fellow Republicans for favoring rehabilitation over punishment. Some 30 years after winning the Super Bowl, some members of the Washington Redskins are finally getting their rings.
The Redskins have announced they'll present replacement players from 1987 with Super Bowl rings, honoring the work of those who went 3-0 during the NFL strike. Owner Dan Snyder says the replacement players' contributions are part of Redskins' history and represent an integral reason why a Lombardi trophy from the 87 campaign resides in our facility. An exact date for the celebration of the replacement players' contributions is yet to be announced. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24801. The Nasdaq at 7397. Sports: Georgetown's season is over as the Hoyas lose in round one of the Big East tournament. Virginia Tech blows a 21-point lead and loses in the ACC tournament. GW gets a win in the A-10 tourney. Hockey: the Caps are in L.A. tonight. Exhibition baseball: the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
If you're too busy to waste time parking your car and too smart to waste money overpaying, you need to get the free Spot Hero app. With Spot Hero, finding a great spot takes seconds and you'll save. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here's the scoop on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Update is there.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.